Now, you may have noticed the recent influx of new students to Lincoln over the past few weeks. And when you're living on your own for the first time, sometimes it's hard to know what to cook and what to buy. So, I'm now joined by people from the water cooler. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Nick.
Okay, and you're now our sort of student representatives because you're both journalism students from the University of Lincoln at the moment. So, firstly, what would you kind of recommend as shopping tips for new students coming to the uni?
Buy in bulk with things that last a long time, because usually if you buy in bulk, it works out cheaper. But always have a check with things like beans. They will try and trick you and make you think that if you buy 8 cans in a multi-pan pack, you are getting a better value. Don't believe them, because it's not always true. But yeah, fresh stuff. Even if you think you're getting a better deal buying in bulk, sometimes you're not, because it'll just go off if you're only cooking for yourself. So bear that one in mind.
I'd say check the sell-by dates as well of all the food, because if you, like, the first time I went shopping when I was in Freshers, I brought like loads of bananas and loads of oranges and loads of fresh fruit that has a lasting date of about 3 days, and my cupboard just smelt, because you forget to eat the stuff. Unless you know what you have in your cupboard or you've got a decent cupboard, you will forget about it. So really buy stuff that lasts, like beans and canned stuff, because that day when you forget to go shopping, you'll always have something in the cupboard at least to eat to get you by.
And so do you sort of eat quite well at home, or do you sort of, are you a bit bad sometimes?
I'm pretty awful, to be honest. I mean, I'm getting better, especially in third year, but especially for the freshers, it's quite hard because you've just come from home. You're not quite used to cooking for yourself. So I'd say start off easy meals, stuff like pasta, and then try and get some frozen vegetables in there, because it's all easy. You're just boiling that and you're getting a fairly nutritious meal out of that.
See, we're different in our house, in our student house, to what we are in a lot of my friends' houses, because we, as a four in our house, go out shopping, do a big shop, and then just take it in turns to cook. So because you're only cooking maybe once, twice a week, you tend to eat, you know, you put the effort in to make a proper meal. Like the other night we had sausage and mash, we have like a lot of casseroles, so we eat pretty well, I think, compared to a lot of students.
I was gonna say, because when you're in student accommodation, you tend to have small kitchens and lots of people who all want to cook at the same time. So you obviously just sort of group together.
Yeah.
And do you have a similar thing, or you just by yourself?
No, in the flats I've had, we've all had a bit, I don't know, the kitchen's been a bit of a controversial place, because sometimes like people want to, you'll find you want to cook dinner at about the same time that all your flatmates do, and unless you're doing what Lizzie does, it can get a bit kind of, people like, you want to put something in the oven but someone's already got something in there at a slightly different temperature. You just need to have good relations with your flatmates and just kind of understand what they're cooking and what you like to eat, what your eating habits are as people, and just try and make that work around everyone else, really.
And now, at the moment, students have just had their student loans. They think they're very rich and that you can spend it on whatever you want. What about when it starts coming towards the end of term and you don't have as much money? Sort of, what would be good tips for things to buy then?
Lots of potatoes, to pasta. You find that a lot of, you know, if you go to a supermarket and you get the value or the, you know, the lower end sauce, especially with stuff like pasta sauce and things like that, it tastes just as nice as the more expensive ones. So, you know, sometimes you have to go a bit down market with what you're eating, but it's, in the end, it tastes the same.
Yeah,
really.
The value ready meals, I mean, in the first year I had them quite a bit, and they're not great. You look at them, they don't look very appetizing, but they taste all right, and they get you by, really. They get you by that day, so...
They make sure you've eaten something.
Yeah, so. And it kind of it teaches you to budget a bit later for the next month if you don't want to eat value meals again.
And now, do you have sort of any specific places where you like to go shopping in Lincoln where you get a particularly good deal on meat or something like that?
The best place that we found is the market, by far, for meat. If you go there, the butchers on the market, they do a thing called meat for the week, and it's £10 and you get 6 portions of meat, and I think it's only meant to do 2 people, but they're big portions, so we can split it between our house of 4. So for 6 portions of meat for the week, you get that for £10, and you won't get that anywhere else, really. And it's all different meat, you know, so it's a bit of a variety. You sometimes don't know what you're getting, but it's fun.
Iceland's pretty good as well because it's very cheap and it's stuff that will last, and they've got pretty much everything you can think of. So they've got pizzas, they've got fish fingers, all that kind of stuff, and it's, you can mostly get a lot of stuff for a pound, so, and obviously it's going to last, so it's usually a good bet.
Brilliant. And so remind us when the water cooler is on.
We are on Monday mornings at 8 o'clock.
Till 9.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.